Thank you for listening to the Ablaze Church Sermon Podcast. Our purpose at Ablaze is to love God, love others, follow Jesus, and tell others. If you are looking for a church home in the Tulsa area, we'd love to have you join us for worship on Saturdays at 6:30 p.m. or Sundays at 10:30 a.m. For more information, please visit our website at ablazechurch.org.
Did you hear about the woman who raced into her boss's office and said, "My right side of my brain is just racing and wondering if I sent all the Christmas cards I should have. And while that's going on, it's my left side of the brain is at the craft store thinking about crafts or gifts for Christmas I could make. And it is my nerves that are at the mall wondering if I bought the right tie for my dad. My stomach is at last night's office Christmas party with all that food. I want to eat more of those cookies. And my heart's caught in a traffic jam between my parents and my in-laws." And then she went silent. Finally, the boss said, "What do you want from me?" And she thought about it and she responded, "I'd like to go home early this afternoon, and the rest of me would like to take a nap." Christmas can get pretty fanatical. Radical, and we can pile on a lot of things to do. Well, today I'd like to speak to you about the gift of Christmas worth remembering. Now, the first Sunday in Advent, we spoke to you about a gift worth waiting for, the Messiah. The second week, we talked about a gift worth receiving, the greatest gift of all, the Son of God. Last week, Dr. Spomer spoke to you about a gift worth understanding that the Father sent His one and only Son. Today, I want to speak to you about a gift worth remembering. Now, if you ask adults or the elderly about their fondest memories, many will refer to a Christmas gone by, maybe as a child, or maybe a Christmas memory with children or with grandchildren. Some people might even say that Christmas is only for children. Now, they might say Christmas is for children. That might be right. But Christmas only for children, they would be wrong. Christmas is for everyone. And as we celebrate Christmas and remember Christmas, I want you to realize there is a horizontal dimension of Christmas, and then a vertical dimension to Christmas. Think about a child with glee and joy ripping open a present. That's the horizontal aspect of Christmas. The vertical aspect is that child looking up at mom and dad. Because the joy and the glee is matched, if not even greater, on mom and dad's face as they look down upon their child with glee and joy. Because we know the scriptures are true. It is more blessed to give than it is to receive. When we look at the Christmas story, according to Luke chapter 2, we see the horizontal aspect or dimension of life, and then we realize there is a vertical dimension to life. You see, the shepherds are in the field at night watching their flock. That's the horizontal dimension of life. Shepherds interacting with shepherds and with the sheep work. Now, the vertical dimension of life is when we look up to the heavens and we think about our God. Now, the shepherds were most likely Jewish shepherds, and they knew the prophecies, like the first Advent candle. And they often looked up to the stars, speaking to God and saying, "When will you send the Messiah?" And that vertical dimension of life is an angel coming down from heaven to earth, announcing to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." God sent an angel. And as the shepherd spoke to this angel, suddenly a heavenly host, imagine the shepherds looking up, and now in heaven, a heavenly host appeared, praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." We have that vertical dimension to the Christmas story. Now, horizontally, those shepherds raced off to Bethlehem. They found Mary and Joseph and proclaimed all that had happened. And we're told those people who heard it wondered at what they were being told. Now, it's so beautiful, Mary's response. We have that vertical dimension to Mary's life. Listen to what happens. Mary treasures up all these things, pondering them in her heart. Now, what does it mean to ponder? It means to think about it, of course. It means to wonder about it. How wonderful it is that this child is the Son of God. But it also means to remember it. We're told that Mary treasured this in her heart. She remembered. She didn't want to forget everything that took place. There is this horizontal dimension to the Christmas story, but there's this beautiful vertical dimension to the Christmas story. It's called pondering. Today, I'd like you, along with Mary, to ponder Christmas. That is, think about it and to wonder about it and never to forget the real reason for the Christmas season. We must ponder and remember. Now, children can teach us so many things. And children can definitely teach us about the horizontal dimension in life and the vertical dimension. I would like to use my own grandchild, Ari, as an example. Now, I have 5 children and 12 grandchildren. Now, the grandchild that lives closest to me, I see the most, and her name is Ari. My youngest daughter, Melissa, has a little girl named Ari. She'll be 3 soon. Now, we call Ari, our grandchild, that is Oma and I. I'm Opa, and my wife, Sabina, is Oma. We refer to Ari as Noodle. That's her little nickname, our Noodle. Now, if Noodle trips and falls and hurts herself, if Noodle is hungry, if Noodle is scared, or if Noodle wants something or just wants to be held, Noodle puts her hands in the air and she yells or cries for Oma, not Opa, at least not yet, But I believe someday she will realize the error of her ways and equally yell for Opa. But right now, it's just Oma. And when she runs to Oma, a leg is not good enough. I just want you to know, a knee is not good enough. It's Oma, okay? Now, Oma, if she's cooking, if she's cleaning, if she's balancing the checkbook or doing something important, it doesn't matter. She drops everything and gets down on one knee and holds little Noodle. Many of you have been there. You know what I'm talking about. You see, a child reaches up to a parent or to a grandparent, and that parent or grandparent immediately comes down. There's this vertical aspect or dimension to life, and it teaches us a lot about our personal relationship with God and that vertical dimension to life with our soul and with our spirit. We learn so much from children, but what's important is we have to remember the greatest gift ever given. I want you, along with Mary, to ponder, to think about what Christmas is really all about. The wonder of it all, that God came down, Emmanuel. God is with us in the form of a baby. And with all the things to do this Christmas, it's pretty easy to forget. But we need to remember what God has done and what the true meaning of Christmas is all about. Maybe you heard the one about the grandfather who was in the living room, and he heard his grandson, little Johnny, crying in his bedroom, in the crib. And he raced into the bedroom, and there was little Johnny. "Grandpa, get me out." And Grandpa raced over to the crib, bent over, reached down to little Johnny, and about that time, Grandpa's daughter, little Johnny's mother, walked into the room and said, "Don't you dare pick him up. He is being punished. Don't you get him out of there until I say so." And she abruptly turned around or spun around and left the room. Now, Grandpa was really troubled because there was little Johnny saying, "Get me out." He thought about that, wondered about it, but remembered the law. No. Remembered the justice. Little Johnny needed to stay in the crib. What should Grandpa do? After about a half hour, Mom realized that there was no commotion or noise coming from little Johnny's room, so she thought she'd go down and investigate. And when she walked into the room, there, curled up in the crib, along with Johnny, was Grandpa, and they both were sleeping, hugging one another. Now, she thought about that. And then she wondered, what would move Grandpa to crawl into that crib? And she realized it was love. And she didn't want to forget that. So she took out her phone and snapped a picture to always remember. Then she went over to the crib, shook it, and woke up Grandpa and little Johnny. And Grandpa crawled out, and little Johnny put up his arms, and Grandpa picked him up. and tried to set him down, but little Johnny said no. Mm-mm. He clung to Grandpa. Now that's something to ponder. You know, when it comes to little Noodle or Ari, when she races over to Oma and Oma bends down, you know, that's not enough either. Because when Oma tries to stand up, little Ari, she's not going to settle for a knee. She wants to be picked up and held. She wants to be face to face. And so wherever Oma goes, into the kitchen or into the bedroom, wherever, she wants to be held. That's part of that. We want to be face to face. We want that personal relationship. That too is part of the vertical dimension of our faith and our relationship with God. We want to be with Him. That's why Christmas is not just about the first coming of Jesus. It's also about the second coming. You see, our Heavenly Father knows that about us, that deep down, spiritually, when we're hurting, when we're lonely, when we're hungry, or when we're scared, or when we're hurting, we want to be with Him. Christmas is about God coming down. Emmanuel, God being with us to comfort us, to counsel us, to forgive us, to love us. That's why Jesus came. He's the reason for the Christmas season. It's part of the vertical dimension to Christmas, but there's more to it. You see, when Jesus was here on earth, He knew that someday we're going to want to be with Him forever. Jesus said to His followers, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in the Father, but also trust in Me. In the Father's house, there's many rooms. And I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back to take you so that you can be where I am." You see, someday we'll all fall asleep. And when we wake up, we'll be with Jesus. And He'll pick us up and hold us face to face and take us to heaven to be with Him forever. The good news that thief on the cross heard on Good Friday was, "Today you'll be with Me in paradise." Now that's a gift to remember. My prayer is this, that you will ponder along with Mary this Christmas. Think about Christmas, your life, the horizontal dimension and then the vertical. Ponder by wondering the amazing thing that God left heaven and came to earth to die for us, to forgive us, to be with us, to comfort us, and someday will take us home. And never forget that. Now, this past week on Tuesday, I had the privilege of playing basketball. I play Tuesdays and Thursday each week when I can at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. Now, on Tuesday, we had 11 adults and 2 children who showed up to play basketball. Well, the children just kind of watched. One was a 7-year-old and the other was roughly 13. And after 3 games of basketball, I said, "All right, everybody, let's gather around. It was time to go." I said, "It's time for prayer." And everybody gathered around, 11 adults and 2 children. And as they gathered around and worked their way into the middle of the gym, I said, listen, does anybody have any prayer requests? And there was a prayer request for a friend who had COVID and another person who had COVID. I said, now, before we pray, I have a question for the youngest member here gathered. And the little seven-year-old looked around and knew it was him. And I said, I got a question for you. Can you tell me what Christmas is all about, the real meaning of Christmas? And he thought about it, and he says, being with my grandma? I said, okay, thank you. And I said, now I'm going to go to the second youngest one. And I turned to the 13-year-old. I said, can you tell me what Christmas is all about? I'm really thinking about a special person. And he thought about it, and he says, family members? And I said, well, thank you for that answer. But I said, let me help you out. It's somebody's birthday on Christmas. Can you tell me whose birthday it is? And at that point, they were lost, both of these young boys. I said, well, I'd like to share with you the true meaning of Christmas and what it's all about. The birthday celebration is for Jesus. Do you realize? And I looked at these two young boys. I said, Jesus was born on Christmas. And Jesus is the reason for the Christmas season. I said, in fact, it's the year 2020. Do you know that? And both boys go, yeah. I said, but you know what happened 2020 years ago? And they kind of went, I said, Jesus was born. Yeah. Jesus is God Almighty, who left heaven, came to earth, and was born in a manger. That's what Christmas is all about. And I want you two young boys to know that. And they just kind of nodded their head. And then I turned to the 11 adults. I said, now listen, all of you will be celebrating Christmas in one fashion or form. You may not be with a lot of people this Christmas, maybe a few, or maybe with your family. But I'm going to ask you to do something. Ask this question to someone. Do you know what the real reason for Christmas is? Why we celebrate? Do you know whose birthday it is? I said, would you do that? And they all kind of looked at me. I said, okay. I said, and then explain to whoever you share it with, if they don't know, that Christmas is about Jesus leaving heaven, coming to earth, being born as a man, Emmanuel, God is with us. And I said to all those adults, Jesus is the gift worth remembering. Along with Mary, let us ponder Christmas this year. That is, think about it, what it's all about. Why is it 2020? It's about Jesus, who is born in Bethlehem. Wonder about the amazement of that, that God left heaven and came to earth, and how wonderful that is, and how those people, when they heard that message from the shepherds, wondered what it all meant. And don't forget, you may be caught up in doing a lot of things, just the weekend before Christmas. It may get a little hectic, but slow down. Take a deep breath. And don't forget. Remember what Christmas is all about. It's about that vertical dimension. God coming to earth to be with us. And someday he'll pick us up and take us to be with him forever. Amen.